Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gene Zeno is here. Gene's a new friend. He's the CEO and the founder of MBO Partners, also My Biz Office, and which is an organization and a resource that he put together to help independent contractors and their customers work together. He's a CPA by profession, an entrepreneur by passion, and right now he's become one of our new friends. Gene Zeno, welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. I'm a big fan of your show, and I share a lot of your passion.
Thank you so much, Gene. I appreciate that. And by the way, folks, Gene's organization conducted a survey recently, didn't you, Gene, about independent contractors. Tell us a little bit about the survey.
Yeah, you know, Jim, for years, I've been around entrepreneurs, and we've spent over 20 years now supporting the independent consulting and freelance community. And I've been looking for such a long time for data that supports that this is such a strategic and valuable part of our economy. And, you know, you go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you look at, you know, all kinds of data. There's some reports out there that some private companies produce. So finally we said, you know, I have all this anecdotal evidence that these people are truly, in my opinion, the heroes of our economy, and I wanted to put a spotlight on it. So
and
we
let me slow you down just a little bit and make sure everybody is on the same page with us.
Sure.
When you say these people, you're talking about independent contractors, people who hire themselves out to do projects, to do work, maybe long assignments, maybe short assignments. And some of them consider themselves to be business owners. Maybe some of them think they're just independent contractors. But it's that sector, the freelancing, not to mean freelance journalists, but the freelancing consulting sector of the marketplace. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, these are what we call solopreneurs. They're delivering professional services. Generally, you know, they've got a lot of good acquired knowledge, expertise, and they are delivering those services in exchange for, you know, billings and their compensation. And these are people that, you know, they're not temporary employees who mm-hmm. are really in between jobs and really looking for full-time jobs. They've chosen to be independent, and they want to maintain control and do the things that they feel are valuable. These are people that have chosen professional career development and really wanting to make a difference in what they do over a full-time job. And I do consider them to be in business. They are mm-hmm. running a business. They are they have responsibilities of a business owner. They have, you know, bureaucracy to deal with and administration and regulatory issues. And they have to, you know, sell themselves. They have to be able to market what they do. So
they have to deal with their own. They have to have their own relationship with the IRS and all that.
That's right. That's right.
So here, answer this question for me, Gene. The SBA and others estimate that there are 28 million small business owners in America, of which about 6 or 7 million have employees. The others are independents. They're solopreneurs, as you say. Do you consider this group that you're talking about to be that group, the group that are not, that are business owners but who have no employees? Is that the same group you're talking about?
The technicality of the survey covered anyone that had that was providing services. So they're not selling a product, right? They're selling services,
right.
And they have usually one, you know, themselves or no employee, or they can have up to two or three employees. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're considering into this survey, which we consider our independent professionals.
When I started my business back in 89, I was downsized in 89, 88, actually. Mm-hmm. So in 89, actually, in the 88 and 89, happened to me twice. In 89, I was downsized, and I started my own consulting business. And I was in your group at that time, and I considered myself to be a consultant who worked with customers on an independent contractor basis. That's how I thought of myself. But I was a consultant. I started a business, a consulting business. And so I think that's where a lot of people are right now, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, Jim, we found there's 16 million people in that category. And what's impressive is that category over the next 3 years conservatively is growing to 21 million.
And the current economic condition is causing a lot of those people to come from the unemployed, as I was in 89. But your survey showed that over half of the folks who were in that category said, you know, they chose this directly. They weren't pushed into it. They chose it.
You know, absolutely right. And what one thing that we really wanted to prove with this survey, which came through in raging color, is that these people, a lot of the pundits out there and even the government consider this type of work to be kind of like leftovers. These are people that are in between jobs. These are people that are, you know, can't find real work, so therefore they become freelancers, independent consultants. That is absolutely not true. More than half of these people are doing this type of work not because they were forced to, because they chose to. And 75% of these people, this is a staggering statistic, 75% of these people that are today doing this independent consulting, solopreneur work, 75% of them are going to continue to do it, and they are highly satisfied.
You know, Gene, when I started my business in 89, I was forced into it because, as I said, I was downsized. But I was ready. I mean, it was time. I was excited about it. It was only a coincidence that I guess the people who fired me, I went back and told them later they did me a favor. But over the next few years until I got my business really established, I was offered more than one really good job by the people who were my customers, my clients, my consulting clients.
Right.
I turned them down. Even though at the moment it would have been a better deal for me financially, I turned them down because that wasn't who I was at that point. And your poll shows that there are 63% of all those folks out there you were talking about in your survey, I think, would turn that job down too.
That's correct. There are 63% that will absolutely they're committed to this type of work, and there's what else is interesting?
Gene, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.mbopartners.com.
Mbopartners.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gene Zeno is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.